You're with the 93.7 FM QF Radio, live from the 2011 World Conference of Science Journalists, as we hear the news, reviews, and the future of how science speaks.
Welcome back to Science Speaks as we come live from the 2011 World Conference of Science Journalists. We're in our live studio here at the Student Centre in Education City. It's been an absolutely fantastic first day here at the conference so far. Lots of expert insight and advice going forward on how we can treat science in the world of journalism. And we have some of our own QF talent here with us in the studio now. I have Miss Emily Alp joining me. She's the senior editor at Qatar Foundation Bloomsbury Publishing's Q Science Journals, right? And that's an online journal site that you guys have just recently launched, right?
Yes, we're qscience.com.
qscience.com. It's got a ring to it. I really like it, actually. I'm glad you got that domain. It's really strong.
It's catchy.
It sure is. Welcome to the program, Emily. Thank you. Thanks for your time. People often talk about Bloomsbury and, you know, it's a huge house. It's really well established and we've been so lucky to have it come here to Qatar. Now you guys are branching out to the journals. AKA the qscience.com. So tell us, what's the difference between Bloomsbury, the publishing house, and this, the journal side of things? Just tell us, talk about the difference there for us, Emily.
Sure, that's a good question, because it's often confused. Bloomsbury Qatar Foundation Publishing specializes in six main areas of publishing, in fiction and nonfiction for adults and children, education books for schools, academic books and classics and Arabic literature, to name a few. While Bloomsbury Qatar Foundation Journals hosts scientific peer-reviewed research journals covering a growing range of subjects. QScience.com is the website interface for these journals. And the unique thing about BQFJ is that we're offering our abstracts in both English and Arabic, and that's a first.
So. Yeah, that is unique, actually, and I guess in demand in this region.
So, absolutely.
It's a huge development. Excellent. So, in terms of reaching the public, where does QScience.com fall into that? In the journal field, you know, what's your positioning? What's your share of the market? Do you have much coverage so far?
Yes. In fact, it helps that we're open access. So anyone can access our content. Our full manuscripts are available for anyone to access for free.
Okay, that's great.
And so we're participating in the open access system.
Okay. Open access. And you just touched upon there, Emily, there are certain different topics that you're covering. So if we visit qscience.com, what can we find on there? What are the different kinds of journals?
Well, actually, yeah, we have seven journals so far, covering medicine and bioscience, specializing in cardiology, healthcare innovation, contemporary Islamic studies, engineering, in which we focus on sustainability, food shortages, water, and desalination, librarianship, and Middle Eastern education focus.
Excellent.
And we also have a new journal in design, and we just launched last week a journal we're very excited about called Q Science Connect. And the interesting thing about Q Science Connect is that it's for any range of research topic. So it opens up a field of publishing opportunities to people who are covering topics that might fall between the scope of two journals.
Right.
And additionally, we're really looking forward in terms of publishing both positive and negative results, because both those types of results count in the world of research when researchers are looking at what's been going on and what's been discovered.
Discovering
that something doesn't turn out the way you plan is just as important. So,
of course,
we're really forward thinking about that and publishing both positive and negative results as long as the study is rigorous and meets peer review standards.
So. Yeah. So I was going to ask you, actually, there will be certain standards that the journals have to meet in order to qualify.
Yeah.
Can you just talk us through some of those, the process of actually having your journal published on, say, qscience.com, for example?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of details involved. It would be quite a bit to unpack right here, but there's a basic structure to a research manuscript, and that can alter slightly based on where you want to get it published. But the most important thing is that you fulfill the standards that the journal is looking for in terms of, you know, a title page and certain formalities, but also having methods and materials outlined and having